Greetings, social media wombles. Well, I'm stood at a bus stop in Long Eaton, waiting to head into Nottingham on the Skybus for a last-minute interview, meet-up with an events company who are looking for a virtual PA and events professional. Couldn't get out. Events assistant, PR, all that stuff. Looks great. Not something that's necessarily on my CV, but it's not a role I've done. But then again, look at all the roles that I have done. And it's definitely, the job description falls within my remit. So I'm hoping I can meet up with them and they'll see the potential of working with someone as bonkers as I am on events and innovation and tech for attracting audiences and welcoming audiences to events. Whether it's performance, live, all that. Well, I'm start of the year, trying to keep up with the blogging, not going to make any kind of reporting on that yet, because it's far too soon to know whether I've actually managed to produce more blog posts than I did last year, but that's not kind of difficult, because I think I might have done 12 last year. I might have made one a month, and not all of those were in the month that makes up the average. So I'm working on increasing content. I'm working on repurposing content or sharing content that was never made public in the past. And now that a few years have passed on some projects, I kind of feel that the legacy notion of them does mean that I can share them now without it detracting from the client's confidentiality, I guess. Comes at a time which Devoted and Disgruntled 12 is tomorrow, and I think it's Friday, Saturday and Sunday in Bristol. So if you're an open spacer or you're really interested to have good conversations about things that the industry wants and things that you want in terms of artists and creatives and live performance, that is the place to be over the weekend to have those chats. I was there a year ago, did an open space session about legacy and spent the rest of the year reflecting on it. So it's really time that I took those photos, clips, audio, all the stuff that I took and get it up into something that I can share. I think 12 months to reflect on something is quite long enough. And looking at the photos today, which have popped up in my time hop, it's real, really overdue. So my bus will be arriving soon. I will might catch up with you on the way back. But having stuff after events rather than before events is something that I'm also working on, because it's very easy to leave an event and conclude an event and go home and not pause and reflect immediately with either the audience or yourself or your team. I'm going to try and work on that this year as well. So thank you for listening. And I shall... Do you soon?